Today's best country and all your favorites, Gary Allen. Nothing on but the radio, which better be tuned right now to 100.5 FM and 990 AM. It is 220, 60 degrees at the Radio Ranch in Center. And you guys know I love having talented artists in the studio. And let me tell you, this next gal, well, she checks all the S's. The super singer, the super songwriter, and she looks like a supermodel. She is stunning. So that's actually four S's, I guess. But welcome to Wise Country, Casey Johns.
Hey, Carly. How are you doing today?
I am doing so good, and it is so great to have you in. Now, I know we were kind of talking a little bit before we jumped on the air, and you've actually got some friends around Center, so you got a chance to see some of them today.
Yeah, it was really nice. You know, I just drove in probably around 10 a.m., and one of my buddies here, Chad Steed, another musician here in town, we had some lunch and got to catch up. We used to sing at Dollywood together, so that was really fun.
That is exciting. And so we were talking about that. So obviously, now have you been, though, here to Center before?
I have, and okay. Only to see Chad play, really.
Okay.
That's the only way I've been here, yeah.
Well, you need to come back if you like being outdoors or if you like to maybe, you know, be out on the water.
Yeah.
This is definitely the place to be. So I know that you're super busy and you're running around all over the place. We're going to talk about that, but we want you to come back when you have more time because it is a beautiful place.
I would love to hang out here.
Yes, to take a look around. But Southern gal, so I love having you in, Memphis born.
Yeah, girl.
Tell me a little bit about, I guess, growing up, musical family?
Actually, no.
Okay.
I take that back. My mom used to sing in a band in high school, but it wasn't like she took it as a career or anything she wanted to do. My mom was
But she could carry a tune.
Yeah, she could carry a tune, that's for sure. And gotcha. So could my sister. They could all kind of sing, but they never really did anything with it. But born in Memphis, raised in North Mississippi area, Hernando. And I kind of grew up in the blues, the country, the rock and roll. I kind of was surrounded by a lot of different music.
And I was going to say that because listening to some of your music, it's like this great fusion of all those things that you said. I mean, Memphis is known for the blues, obviously.
Yeah.
I think you're a fan of The Boss, I read.
Huge.
Big Springsteen fan. And of course, one of my husband's favorites, Chris Stapleton.
Oh, yeah.
And you kind of just fuse all that together and you've got Casey Johns. She's in studio with us here on WEIS, and you've got the new single. I'm going to get to playing that here in just a second, but tell us a little bit about, you know, growing up. You've already told everybody that you worked at Dollywood for a while.
I did.
Tell us about kind of when you knew that this was what you wanted to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started playing in church when I was 15 or so, when I first started playing guitar.
Okay.
And so grew up just playing in church, and I started a band over in Memphis when I was,
how fun.
You know, too young to even be in those bars. And
yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute. Yeah.
And then I found a job on cruise ships, so I went and sang on cruise ships for about 5 or 6 years.
Now, see, then, that is fun, too.
Yeah.
Did you really, you know, I've always wondered, because I've talked to some of the folks, I always wanted to be a cruise director, because that's so my personality.
You would be totally perfect for
that. Do you really feel like you get to get off the boat and see some of the sights, do you, when you're
Absolutely.
Actually working? Okay,
Absolutely.
Good.
So I worked for Carnival,
yes.
and it was probably, like, the best job.
The fun ships.
Yeah, it was an amazing job. I worked 4 hours a day. I mean, I hardly did nothing, and you know what, it was, they really encourage you to go out and, like, talk to the guests and get them to come to your shows, and and so that was the fun part. I mean, I've probably been to every Caribbean island. I definitely got to get off the ship, you know, pretty often. So
good.
It was
love
beautiful.
That. So you younger folks out there that are thinking about, thinking about it, don't be like me. Don't wait. Just dive in.
Yeah,
you give
exactly.
it a thumbs up, right? And, do it, because that's what I always wondered is, it's like, do you actually get to see any of these places, these fabulous places that you sail to? But early influences for you. Music, what did you listen to growing up?
So I loved, obviously, 90s, because that's pretty much what I grew up in, like Shania Twain, Dixie Chicks.
Yes.
I mean, the girl power stuff is really what I got into.
Gotcha.
And then when I went to cruise ships, I was introduced to a lot of more different types of music, like rock and roll and Woodstock era, just like stuff that I just didn't really have a lot of knowledge about.
Right, that much background on.
But I fell in love with 80s rock, like 80s, like Pat Benatar, Heart, and that's basically what this album kind of portrayed, was a lot of those influences.
Now, when did you teach yourself to play guitar?
Absolutely not, no. No, my granddaddy played guitar, and he put me in lessons, and he was like, you gotta learn an instrument, and I fell in love with it from day one.
Do you play anything else?
I play a little ukulele. Okay. I play a little harmonica.
Love it. Oh, how fun. Okay. Well, right now, speaking of playing, I want to play the new single. It's called Confused. And did you write this one?
I did. I wrote this with a couple buddies of mine in Nashville, Tim Baumgartner, Tim Engston. And we wrote this during COVID when everything was basically shut down. And it's basically just about being in a relationship and just kind of going through, just being a little confused about what you want to do in your relationship.
Who hasn't been there?
Right? All of us.
You know, all of us. Well, we're going to talk more on the flip side about songwriting and that aspect of it. And because I know COVID, like you said, gave you a lot of time, probably way more than you wanted on your hands to be able to do that. But right now I want to play. We always say we're playing the hottest new country right off the presses. Here it's Casey Johns with Confused. Take a listen on WEIS.
Both you and I, we are great. We got a good thing. Sometimes we don't see eye to eye on what life brings. Sitting on the kitchen floor, I hear through the bedroom door. You got your doubts. Am I just another lover? I'm confused. What do you want from me? It's over. After all that we've been through, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? What do you want from me? I'm confused. Each day that goes is more time we are wasting. If tonight isn't right, is goodbye what we're facing? I'm confused. What do you want from me? It's old news. After all that we've been through, what do you want from me? What do you want from me?
Definitely a good thing. It is Casey Johns' brand new hot country here. The single is called Confused on WEIS. And boy, we have all been there, girl. I mean,
girl, right? I mean, relationships are hard nowadays.
Isn't that the truth? Definitely. I don't even know if I should ask, but do you have a significant other? Can I ask?
Oh, absolutely not. No, I do not. No.
Guys, let me tell you. Well, that's probably, I know, part of it, because I know you've got so much going on, which is really, really cool. Memphis born. Are you living in Nashville now?
I am in Nashville.
So you can write, you can play. I know you've got a lot of shows coming up in Mississippi, one in Tunica, which is a fun place to go. I saw that, and I always loved going there and having fun. But I want to remind everybody, too, before we kind of get deeper into the songwriting, that, of course, Confused and all your music you can find on all the typical platforms, the Pandora, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and website, Instagram, Facebook, all those places. They can learn more about Casey Johns.
That's right.
So we definitely want you guys to check her out for sure. She is super talented as far as singing, songwriting, and just a stunning lady, guys, to look at for sure. But the pandemic, let's, you know, kind of backtrack a little bit to that, gave you a lot more time to write. And you said you wrote Confused.
Yes.
With a couple of Nashville buddies. When do you do your best songwriting? This always fascinates me because I'll be walking down the street and, you know, something will happen and I'll think, that'd be a cool.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do anything else with it, girl. I'd have like a little tiny piece and it's like, okay, what do I do with this? Do you write it down on a napkin and say, you know, and then you wake up at 3 a.m. and start writing the song? When do you do your best?
I would say definitely the 3 a.m. writes are always the best.
Are good.
But sometimes when you're in Nashville and you're scheduled to go to these writes like 11 a.m. in the morning, it's like, well, I don't know if I have any ideas. But
and you super creative. Well, that's what I was getting at is when it's so structured, is it like hard to get those creative juices flowing?
You know, just have a lot of coffee and you're good to go. But but no, it basically is not like that. Like that, I jot down a lot of notes in my phone. And when you get into a write, it's cool to co-write because you'll have, you know, three or four people in the room with you and you can, you know, just
kind of play off each other.
Yeah, exactly. And it's I love to co-write. I'd much rather do that than my, you know, writing alone.
Right. Well, like I said, every now and then I'll think of something and I'll think, this is a really good one. So maybe I'll throw some ideas out at you. You can write the songs and, you know, but because that is definitely not my specialty. But I want you to play something else. You have got the guitar. Yeah. And so tell us what else you're going to do for us.
Sure. Absolutely. So I had a song come out last year called Whiskey Break.
Yes.
And for some reason, it went number one in South Africa, and I have no idea why. Like, that's great. But I kind of wrote this song during COVID as well, and wrote this with my producer, Billy Smiley. And this was kind of I played a lot down on Lower Broadway in Nashville, and this was like my kind of Broadway anthem. Like, you know, it's got the holler and swaller in there.
Yeah.
It's whiskey, you know, it's all about just, it's a good old song about alcohol.
I love it. You know, nothing wrong with, we can't have enough good old songs about alcohol, girl.
Right.
So, all right, well, we are ready when you are. It's Casey Johns. It's called, what again, the
Whiskey
name?
Whiskey Break.
Whiskey Break, right here on WEIS.
Whiskey Break, so hold your glass up high. It's time to raise the roof and be with you all night. Whiskey. Spread it all around, flying high, your feet won't touch the ground. Don't even think to hesitate on this whiskey break. Oh, get on board, the band will be rolling. Kick it up just a notch or two. A vodka someone you wish you had your eye on. Take a sip and make that boom. One, two, three, holler and swallow. It's a pact between you and me. Let's get lost with sweet emotion. Take the world and set it free, y'all. Whiskey breaks, so hold your glass up. You off without a sound. One, two, three, holler and swallow. It's a pact between you and me. Let's get lost with sweet emotion. Take the world and set it free. Thank you.
sound fantastic. And I'm back here like, I mean, I'm singing along. By the time she gets into the second verse, I mean, it's like, talk about a toe tapper. And I can see where playing that one on Lower Broadway has got to go over well. I mean, you just want to be holding up a cocktail, taking a sip, having fun.
Exactly. It's really fun with the band. You know, you got the full band behind you, and it's really rocking.
Absolutely. You are rocking pretty good in here. Casey Johns in studio, singer, songwriter, Southern gal, beautiful lady. And we're going to get some pics, of course, up on the website and on my social media as well. But just having fun. And I always like to do this when I have new artists in. I call it my lightning round. Ooh, and I promise it's quick and easy, but I'm going to throw a couple of choices out at you, and you have to tell me which one you prefer. Okay. And this, you know, this just helps the Wise Radio listeners learn a little bit more about Casey. So, Coke or Pepsi?
Oh, Coke.
Okay. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
All right. Pizza or pasta?
Pizza.
There you go. Blondes or brunettes?
Ooh, brunettes.
Okay. The dark-headed guys, yes. let's see. George Strait or George Jones?
Oh, geez. Straight. Okay. I'm 90s.
See, me too. Luke Combs or Luke Bryan?
Oh, I love Luke Combs.
Yeah. All right. How about if you were going to take a trip, the beach or the mountains?
Beach.
All right. If you were going to be on movies or TV, and you've got the look for it, so.
Oh, nice. So do you, Carly.
Oh, please. Thank you. You can come back anytime, you know.
Let's go with movies.
Movies. All right. The big screen. Faith has done it. Hey, you know, Tim, let's go. Survivor or Dancing with the Stars?
Dancing with the Stars.
See, I can see that. All right. And I think she's been singing about a whiskey break. Beer or whiskey?
Whiskey.
There
all
you
the
go.
Way.
We got us a whiskey girl. Toby would be excited about that. But what is next for you? Other than, like I said, I know you've got a lot of shows coming up in Mississippi, and that's kind of around where you are. And, you know, so you're going to be out there, and thank heavens things are kind of trying to get back to normal.
Yeah, girl. I mean, Broadway in Nashville is like booming right now. Yeah. I mean, there are just people everywhere.
Yes.
But my tour schedule is just really filled up. We're going to Key West a couple times. We've got Kansas.
Fun.
We got Missouri. We got Montana. We've got Norway. It looks like we're adding some London dates.
Back up. Wait a minute.
It's
in
like
the middle
crazy.
Of Kansas and Missouri, Norway. What about going to South Africa?
I would love to go to South Africa.
I mean, they obviously love you there.
We're trying to work on that. Hopefully, that'll come through
soon. How fun. How in the world? Norway in the middle of those other places that you named. How exciting is that?
Yes.
If you could be out there, who's your dream tour mate? Who do you want to be on tour with? And it doesn't just have to be, let's do a country and then maybe not country.
Yeah. So, I've always wanted to go out on the road with Jason Aldean because I feel like that vibe is like totally up my alley.
Good old
like,
Georgia
the country
boy.
Rock. Yeah. Type of vibe, you know? And then not country. I don't know. Let's go with like ZZ Top or something.
Fun. That sounds fun to me. All
I don't
right?
even know if they're still rocking. But.
They are. They are actually still rocking. Now, if we were to go out there and jump in your vehicle and ride around town, who am I going to be hearing that you're, you know, who's on your playlist right now?
Oh my gosh. Like I said before, I have so many like genres of music that I love, but I love Led Zeppelin. I love anything 80s
she
rock.
She said
heart.
Rock.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
I don't know, Pat Benatar, but I also love like the new country music that's coming out. Hayley Witters is coming out with some cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah Dasher, who I think I just found out she's coming here this year.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I don't even know. Gosh, my music genres
just
all over
the place, and that's why I said she's just this really cool fusion. And that's, I mean, you know, you see that in your influences, and you can kind of hear it in your songs, and that's what I love. But let's remind everyone again that I mean, how do they find you if they want to find your website?
Yeah. So, CaseyJohns.rocks, and Casey spelled just like the Sunshine Band, just two letters, K-N-S-E, JOHNS.rocks, and our tour schedule's posted there. We got music videos. We got a new single coming out in the summer, which is going to be really fun.
Fun. So,
see,
you'll have to come back and see us, or at least give us a buzz and keep us up on everything that's going on. And like I said, Center's got some fun musical things that are coming in the works. We talked a little bit about that, so we will definitely stay in touch with you. But just, you know, anytime, come back and have some fun with us, and you know, continued success. Just stay out there and keep rocking, girl.
Carly, thank you so much for just playing my music and just taking time for independent artists. That seriously means a lot.
Absolutely. She is beautiful. She is talented. Casey Johns. And girl, you're welcome back anytime. Come see us.